Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We promised you we'd bring him back, Dr. Jacob Lulu. He's the participant and a winner. Remember, we spoke to him about that Delta Backyard Ultra race. So what he's done now is he's tried to find the coldest day of the year to mimic Mount Everest conditions, and he has a new challenge. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you doing? A bit cold this morning.
Yeah, really. I'm not surprised. I mean, it is -1 degrees. It feels like -6, apparently. And you are outdoors. What is your challenge today?
It's called Everesting, where you choose one hill and you go up and down the same hill until you've reached the height of Mount Everest, which is 8,848 meters. So it's just put in 9 kilometers straight up.
It's how many kilometers straight up?
It's about 9 kilometers straight up into the sky.
Okay, and of course, it is quite funny that you are mimicking the conditions because it is absolutely freezing. So where are you doing this?
So I'm at King David Victory Park. Mm-hmm. There's a 300 meter hill here through the school with about a 10% average gradient.
Right.
And we are trying to get children out and healthy today. We just, we've got Luke Lamprecht and Fight With Insight coming from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today to do some boxing and fitness with whoever wants to come. It's open to everyone. We're really looking forward to having people come here, come be at the school and just be outside and be healthy.
It's stunning. What a wonderful idea. And whilst other people are being healthy, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be riding my bike up and down the same hill.
So what does that mean? What does the challenge entail? I mean, I know that you've got to cover this distance, but how, over what kind of a period do you do this, and how often can you stop?
So you can stop as much as you want. The only criteria is that you don't sleep. If it takes you 2 days or 3 days, that's also fine. You can choose any hill that you want, as long as you just go up and down that same hill. So it's a challenge that's sort of doable by a lot of people. I mean, people say not that many people can do it, but basically a lot of people can do it because you don't have to choose a steep hill. You can choose a very shallow gradient and you just have to ride further. So the total distance will be about 200 kilometers, but you could do it on a hill with about a 5% gradient and then end up riding 400 kilometers.
So how long do you anticipate that this is going to take you?
Probably between 20 and 24 hours.
You're going to be riding for between 20 and 24 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be another long day.
Wow. And during that time, how long are you? I'm imagining, because I know how strategic you were on your last challenge. What is your plan? How often do you intend stopping?
I'll stop to say hello to some people. I've got, hopefully people will come along and ride with me today. Also, it's also nice to have company on the way.
Makes it less lonely.
But planning, the stops do for this, the stops add up very quickly. So I'm hoping not to stop too much.
All right.
And just keep going. On my bottles of nutrition.
Yes, well, that's that. You know that I was going to ask you that.
Food later.
Right, we're a little food obsessed here.
So lots of food. My wife's got the hot soup and the tea and the burritos and the date balls. I think there's sushi salad. There's plenty of food. So if you'd like to come, you're welcome.
So it's high energy food that take less time to eat, that'll just give you that energy to keep going.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. And the purpose of this is getting people out there, getting families out into the open. It's actually incredible because it's really freezing, but I'm looking behind you and it's actually, the sun is shining. It looks like a gorgeous day.
Yeah, it's warmed up. It was -1.4. It's now -1.2.
Oh, well, there we go. I don't know what people are complaining about.
So it's improving.
Yeah.
just dress warm. Yeah. If people just want to dress, get out here today. We just wanted like an old school type picnic. People can come and meet their friends and make new friends, come set up cricket games and soccer games and frisbees and just enjoy
just
being
get
outdoors
outside.
And being
absolutely
on youth day.
Absolutely. Just thought that this incredible. I love the idea and we wish you all the best. What time is kickoff?
I started this morning at 4:15. So
oh my
I've
gosh!
Done about
we're
500 meters.
We're taking time away from you climbing Everest right now.
But it's worth it.
No, it absolutely is. And what an amazing initiative. I love these things that you are doing. Keep us informed, and we'll, of course, check in with you and find out how this went. Dr. Jacob Lulu, good luck to you. He's a participant and winner in the Delta Backyard Ultra Race. Today, he is attempting the Mount Everest Challenge.